the rest of the story. This is the kind of story that should be saved for a campfire or for a cold, rainy night. You see, Sarah was an heiress, a Connecticut woman with money, lots of money. She was alone. 16 years before this century turned the corner, Sarah left New Haven, moved across the continent to San Jose, California, bought an 8-room farmhouse from a doctor named Caldwell, and it was there that Sarah would live alone until she died. What happened during those mysterious 38 years is, well, that is the rest of the story. Immediately after purchasing her farmhouse, Sarah bought 160 surrounding acres, and then she called in a team of 16 carpenters and started to work. A remodeling project was underway that would keep craftsmen working around the clock, every day, including holidays, for 38 years. It became obvious to the workmen from the very beginning that this project was more than the whim of an eccentric heiress. There were plans for miles of winding corridors, some leading nowhere. One door would open on a blank wall. Another was a 50-foot drop. One set of stairs would lead into a closed ceiling. Peculiar and chilling designs like the spider web and the pentagram were everywhere. There would be rooms riddled with trap doors and an infinity of secret passageways. And one particular blue room to be entered only by the widow Sarah herself. So it was obvious from the very beginning that this was to be more than an estate of oddities for a restless recluse. This was an occult cathedral. This was to be a home for the dead for 38 years. Construction of this Poltergeist Palace did not end until at last Sarah died at 85. By that time, the house had spread over 6 acres of the estate. It had 160 rooms, 10,000 windows, 467 doors, 52 skylights, 47 fireplaces, 40 stairways, 13 bathrooms, and 6 kitchens. Sarah lived her life for the dead. One moonlit night, she joined them. Now, should you ever visit San Jose, and I recommend it, you can, if you want, take a tour of that house. Only by day. Even the tour guides will not venture into the mansion at night. Frightening noises, they say. Oh, yes, caretakers confirm that there still are sounds of heavy breathing and there still are footsteps in the otherwise midnight silence. Well, if it's true, they belong to the widow Sarah Winchester and the legion of phantoms that she befriended out of guilt. Out of guilt. Because, you see, her inheritance came from the Winchester rifle. The weapon that killed more Indians and more United States soldiers than any other in our nation's early history. So Sarah built her mansion so that they would have a home. Now you know the rest of the story.